From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes joined Turkish aircraft for the first time, targeting Islamic State targets in the northern Syrian town of Elbab. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy announced the joint operation, said 9 Russian and 8 Turkish aircraft took part in the combined mission. Russia and Turkey have been on opposing sides in the nearly 6-year conflict, with Moscow backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Ankara supports the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh calls the newfound partnership extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries have sponsored talks in Kazakhstan scheduled next week aimed at resolving security issues such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham it will not participate. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from the West African leaders to step down. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new ballot, declared a state of emergency. Gunfire in Ivory Coast erupted overnight in the port city of San Pedro as a security force mutiny continues. The commercial capital, Abidjan, was briefly impacted Wednesday. The government of President Alassane Ouattara has called for urgent negotiations over the grievances. The uprising erupted January 6 over back wages. At least 2 soldiers were killed on Tuesday. This is VOA News.